Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Clark Talk Grudge Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sam, bringing you old and new school street races from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clock off. Big Sam, take it away.
What's up, everybody? This is Big Sham, Clocks Off Talk Radio. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope everybody had a good and safe New Year and holiday. I just want to thank everybody for, you know, calling in and listening. And if you I posted on Clocks Off, if you have a good topic, you need to PM me, private message me, and let me, you know, sort through them. I'm going to use them, and, you know, we're going to have some good topics. Thus far, all these topics have kind of like been me, but I really want everybody's input with these, with all the topics that, you know, I know everybody got a good topic, so if you can, go to clocksoff.com and up under BGSHAM, the number 2, that's my username on Clocksoff, and leave me a message, and I will be sorting through them and using, you know, one of those topics every week. Also, just for everybody's knowledge, clocksoff.com, that's, you know, a website where you can go and post things, look at, get information, and It's a website for all us grudge races. By way of announcement, myself and Bruce Leroy, we will be having a race, Chicago South Side versus West Side, June the 7th at No Limit Raceway. Also, September the 6th, I know those are far away, but I will be mentioning them every week. Lil Tony and Motor City Mafia, they're having some upcoming dates. Also, July 26th is their first date, August 30th and October the 4th. They have a $10,000, what do you call it? Well, money. You can win $10,000. I don't have the full detail, but I know it's. I heard $10,000. I'm quite sure somebody will get on here and give you all the backlash of that. But July the 26th, just keep mark that for your calendars, and June the 7th for myself and Bruce Leroy. I do have a co-host tonight. Let me look. I'm looking on this board. Let's see if I see him. I don't see him yet. But nonetheless, tonight's topic is, does it really matter if you have a big block over a small block? Does it really make a difference in with a streetable grudge car? I'm going to start opening up some of these lines. I do have some hands up already until my co-host come on, and, you know, you can just give me your view. 312-0684. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Sam?
What's going on, Brother Larry? How you feel?
Oh, man, I'm doing well and swell on this day, man. I'm queuing in as you come and pay.
That's right.
My dues, and as I also while paying my dues, hey, man, 2014, Big Sham, what do you think?
Oh, man, it's gonna be a hell of a year. I'm real excited about the year. It should be some real good racing if everybody steps up like they say they're gonna step up. You know, we got a little time to race in Chicago and, you know, just in the Midwest period, you know, all this snow we got right now. But, you know, we got a little time between before we start racing. So hopefully it seemed like it's going to be pretty good, Brother Larry.
Yeah, well, Brother Shab, you said the magic word. You said everybody step up, because that's what it's going to take to make this year work out, man. We all work together and engage and have fun and make it do what it do, man, and, you know, and enjoy each other by fellowshipping and having a whole heap of fun, man, you know.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's going to turn out pretty good this year. It should be some real exciting racing. Some real exciting racing.
Yeah,
well,
I wanted to cue.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Chef.
No,
go
you
ahead.
Said you wanted to cue in, and what happened?
I wanted to cue in on what you were speaking about. I think I heard you say something about the difference if you have a big block or a small block or something of that nature.
Yeah, does it matter if
you repeat
have,
that?
I said, does it matter? Does having a big block over a small block in a streetable grudge car, does it really matter?
That's a pretty good one, Chael.
You know, everybody argues, big block over small block, and I'm just wondering, you know, now, well, you know, we're not even talking about fast cars. We're talking about streetable car. You know, I'm pushing this because, you know, I was talking actually to Raylo earlier, and, you know, we were talking about this is, I mean, it's all these subjects, they're going to be kind of like tied together, but, you know, one main subject is this subject here. And, you know, if you got a big block, you know, normally, I mean, well, back in the day, in my mind, if you had a big block and somebody had a small block, normally the person with the small block, they got a spot. But now, you know, no, that don't seem to be the case anymore. So I'm posing this question to all these people on the line,
right.
You know, whether or not they think it makes a difference now.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, Sham, it makes a difference.
It makes,
you know,
a difference?
You're only speaking for just a minute. I think it makes a difference.
Why does it make a difference?
Because a small block is not capable of putting out the horsepower that a big block does. A small block is mostly an RPM motor, and a big block is mostly a torque motor. You know, and cubic inches make a lot of difference, especially when you start getting on the top end. I mean, if we just speaking more so on just street cars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
well,
hold
on, Brother Larry. I see my co-host on the line, 773-3868.
Your mic is open. What up, boss? Talk to me, boss. What's
hey, you know
down?
What? How you
yeah.
How you on the line, Tidy Bo? Because I got an echo when I turn you on.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yeah.
What's up,
good?
Boss?
Happy New Year, brother.
Talk to me, boss.
Hey,
Happy New Year to you, baby. What's going down?
We trying to get something going on this line tonight. I'm trying to get a little, you know, a little something going.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, let's play with these motherfuckers. Come on with it.
Oh, man. So what you think about that? You a small block guy and a big block guy. So what you think? Does it really matter whether or not you got a small block or a big block?
No. They got small blocks just as rough as big blocks. So right now, at this moment of time, it doesn't matter. They got 500, they got 400 and something, 500 cubic inch small blocks now.
They do.
I mean, shit, you got small blocks down south that will knock a big block dick in the dust. Small block, big block, it doesn't make, right now at this moment in time, with the technology,
mm-hmm.
it don't make a difference. Well,
I mean, in my mind, if you got a big block, I'm just using for an example, and you have I don't know if you want to call it a regular small block, 23 degree head small block. Now, okay. Maybe I might want to give you a spot. Maybe. But if you got anything, if you got 18 degree head motor, then, I mean, that's just like a damn big block to me. So why would I give you something? You know? I don't know. You know, that sound like, you know, I guess you got to know what you're looking at, too. But, you know, it's still, nonetheless, it's a small block versus a big block. So, you know, people cry. People, you know, they sit up and they whine. Oh, you got a big block. So I'm just trying to get, you know, a little viewpoint. Let me go to this line. 248-2539. Your mic is open. 248-2539.
They crawling. They don't want to ask.
They don't want to say nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's Raylo. 773-3080. Your mic is open.
Hey, Big Sham, what's happening?
Hey, Brother Raylo, how you feel? Happy New Year.
Yeah, man. I didn't know you was going to call me this quick, man. Them black eyed peas still looking up at me, man. I got to finish my plate.
Oh, man, I'm just going, you called in early today, Raylo. I'm going straight, I always go straight down the line. So, man, you right up here at the top.
Okay, well, I don't have a whole lot to say is, yourself, you're looking to try to get some more stuff going on, people racing instead of sitting in the pits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of sitting in the back talking. You might have 10 small blocks that can outrun 10 big blocks at a specific race.
Mm-hmm.
They won't race because this person got a big block all the time. They could have been wanting some of their white pit stop money back and their Vincennes money back while they sitting over there holding back. We know you can't jump in with no 632 and then most people talk about what people got just about. If you know a guy got a 468 or something, a 477, and you got a small block, 434, a 412, a 46. If you think you can harm with it, man, don't even try. That's my opinion.
Yeah, well,
you don't jump in big block or nothing, or no, something that's 632 or 555 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool. You know, small blocks should start taking on big blocks and get some action going on, man.
That's up for argument too, Brother Raylo, because I know, you know, people will say, you know, the money is not like it used to be, and I mean that's understandable. But you know, I always combat that with, you know, we can come up with some money. Everybody ante up just to, you know, get a race off. I mean, I don't see that being a problem. Some people not gonna race. They'll tell you, you know, well, the faster cars. I say, even with the slower cars, you know, I always believe that, you know, people that try to outbet you, they really don't want to race you. They just trying to outbet you. They scare you off with, they tell you, oh, well, we going to race you for such and such. You know, they'll, you know, blow a number at you. They know you're not going to, I don't, you know, race for no whole lot of money. It ain't even really about the money for me. It's just for me to say, you know, I whooped you. So, I mean, but.
You got a car and you only got 600 to bet. Say you only got 600 or 700 to bet on your own car. Y'all get a good $1,500 pot going, and you mess around and pop that 600. You gonna start feeling good, man. You know, for yourself, you done won 600.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
$1,500 race, a G ball race. That's a good race these days, man. That's a good.
It is.
Instead of going home in the negative.
Like Boss, whenever Boss get ready, I'm gonna have to get on Boss. Boss, you on the line? I know. Talk to me.
Go ahead.
I'm listening, baby.
But yeah, you know what? We do need that, Raylo. I believe if people, you know, did a little gambling, that's all you got to do. Just a little gamble. It don't even have to be for a whole lot. Just a little gamble. It would it would get that race of fire back in some of these people.
Yeah, but Shannon, everybody's scared to lose.
Yeah, well, you know what?
That's the problem. They're
As
scared
a matter
to
fact,
lose. It's no
it's,
heart. There's no
yeah.
heart in drag racing now. There's no heart. There's no heart.
Yeah.
We all worry about how fast they say he can run, how fast they say he can run. That's the problem. There's no heart.
Yeah.
They worry
well,
about he got two systems, he got three systems, or he got a big block, he got a small block, or they say he run 920s. Everybody's all scared. I'm not scared. I want to play. I want to play. This upcoming year, I want to play. I ain't scared of nobody, man. And they Big Shan, doing the line, doing the list. I got a list of things. Once you get your show up and rolling, I got a list of categories. And I'm going to say it on the show. I got like
well,
three or four
all you
got to
do is go to clocksoff.com. Well, you got my number. You can call me and tell me. But, I mean, for people,
right.
even so, still, I want everybody still to start utilizing the website because the website is that's what it's there for. It's for us to utilize it and go on there and post things that's going on in racing, upcoming stuff, videos.
Right.
You can go on there. You can look for everything on there. And it's there for you. It's free. So, man, go and utilize it. But, you know, it's this big block versus small block thing. It's been going on since the beginning of time. But nowadays, it just seems though to me that is it really a factor? Let me go to this next caller, 708-4597. Brother Mighty Miles, you open.
Hey, what's up, Big Sham? What's up,
what's
everybody?
What's going on, baby? How you feel?
Happy New Year.
Same to you, brother.
Good.
What you got for me tonight?
I heard your topic. You know, to me, it makes a difference, but only on paper.
Only on paper.
You know, if you say, okay, this guy got a big block, this guy got a small block, naturally
mm-hmm.
you think, okay, small block should give up. I mean, the big block should give up a spot. But, you know, you got some weak big blocks out there.
Right.
You got some weak small blocks. You got some strong small blocks and some strong big blocks.
Right.
So, you got to wait until you get there and see what you're dealing up against, you know.
Okay.
Automatically, the big block don't have to give a spot, but automatically the small block don't deserve a spot.
Yeah, that's true. 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 I mean, well, okay. Well, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So why is everybody, I mean, you know, that's just a, what do you call it, excuse to say, well, I just got a small block.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's excuses wherever you look, just like an excuse from stock suspension to ladder bar or something like that. It's always
mm-hmm.
something where somebody's saying, you got this, I don't have that, I need some.
Okay.
But, I had a buddy, he had a 632, and it was weak. I mean, a nice little strong small block would have knocked him off.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, you know, it might be hard for a person with a big block that's weak to get a race with a small block. Cause he can't give up nothing.
With a small block.
Right. No, it's just basically what that person show up with and what kind of stuff they known to have.
Well, it's a known fact. You know, some of these people. Well, I give you an example. Somebody with a big block. And they got, well, no, I don't want to use that example because that's not really relevant to the show. But I'm going to say it anyway. Somebody with a big block, they got a G-body. They got a big block in it, all the interior in it. They ain't
right.
got no, they don't have no cage in the car. Then you got another G-body, look just like them. He got a cage in the car, but all the interior in the car, and he on the motor. Does he deserve a spot? Should he get a spot?
Both cars on motor?
No. I said one G-body got nitrous on it, and the other one don't got nitrous on it. They both got big blocks in them.
on paper, you would think the guy running on motor would get the spot, but that's on paper. Until you see both of the cars, that's a whole different story.
Okay.
Yeah, but you saying two cars on big, you saying two cars with big blocks G body, and you saying one with nitrous. See, now you saying one with nitrous and one on horsepower.
Exactly, and I say, do the one on horsepower, is he supposed to get a spot?
See, that's
on
a whole other ballgame. You talking about nitrous or? Yeah, you talking about nitrous and you talking about horsepower now.
I mean, I said it was off the subject, but it's just on my mind. And I just had to bring that up because it just made.
You can't run nobody. You got somebody. Y'all both got big blocks. Y'all both got G bodies, and he got nitrous. You on horsepower?
Yeah.
Wow. You got to be a hell of a man to think you're gonna get away from that one big block on that nitrous.
Well, I need something.
Well,
I need a spot. I need a spot. Man, I'm not studying nobody.
On paper, you do.
In my class, let me rectify that. In my class, I got nitrous, and you on the motor, you got to get a spot. You got
to
get it.
Well, you got to give him. You got to give him a car. No, you don't have to, but.
I mean, I'm not saying every. Don't take it out of context what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
On paper, you do.
Oh, absolutely.
But like I said, now, if you actually say which cars they are, that might change the whole scenario. I mean, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Well, I ain't going to even call his name because I don't want to hear his mouth.
I mean,
but,
you ain't got to do that. You ain't got to do that. Okay, take for instance. Okay, I tell you what. Take for instance this. You got a big block out there on spray. Now, let's say if I still have my old white Camaro and I'm running on motor, half them people couldn't give me no spot, and I'm on motor, and they might have had a small block or a big block.
Yeah, but that depends on the car. Right.
But
okay, that's what I was going to say.
The cars are equivalent. You're saying the cars are equivalent to each other? They both full interior.
Oh, full interior. One got a cage, and the other one don't got a cage in it.
Well,
but it's all steel.
It's all interior in it.
Both on stock suspension with 29.
It don't matter. It don't matter what's in it. It all comes down to the motors and what they can do.
This is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go to the – I got a lot of hands up. Y'all hold on. 414-6614. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Shen?
What's going on? Who this?
Who? It's Stokes, man.
Can you hear?
Who is this?
Stokes.
Oh, what's up, Stokes? How you feel, baby? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. I had the topic of the week. Man, it just it really depends on who the person is, man.
That's all
with the big block and small block thing. Because if I know Joe Blow, he ain't really about nothing with a big block. Down on his ass, I go with that small block.
Hold on, let me go to this next line.
708-0483.
Your mic is open.
Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year, brother.
All right. Good. You know, but I was just calling, comment on that. Just letting you know, really, it don't matter what you have because, like they said, these people that go put a small block together that'll tear your head up with your big block. So it's just, you know what I'm saying, we want to stop all the bickering. Just come to the track. You know you come in a drag race. Build you a motor that's ready to drag race. So it don't matter what the next man got.
This is true.
Yeah, but, so, I mean, you know, nah, come on now. Let's be for real. If you got it's always going to be some type of something. But
right.
I'm just
when a man building a motor, when he decides to get in the game, he know he coming to drag race. Put you something together that's going to hold up that'll go against anything.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds real good.
Yeah,
but I don't think that's
good.
Ever going to happen, Major. I really don't think that's going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Right.
You just got to basically stay in your lane, man.
Yeah, you definitely got to stay in your lane, but, you know, certain people, you know, I don't know. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm just gonna leave it alone. Hold on, Major. I ain't mute your mic, Major. Let me go to this next line.
All right.
708-6369. Your mic is open.
Hey, happy New Year to you guys, man.
Hey, happy New Year to you too, bro. Who we talking to?
Oh man, I'm talking to Dog Bone from the Wild Hunt.
Dog Bone from the Wild Hunters. What's going on, Dog Bone?
Hey, yeah, not too much, man. I want to comment on this topic you guys got going.
Okay.
Small block versus big block. It's all in who the driving, what the big block is made out, what the small block is made out. You know what I'm saying? It's just like Uncle Larry was just saying, man. The big block rev, I mean, the small block revs and the big block got the torque. So really it's what you got put in there, because you can make a small block just as big as a big block. It just looks small. It's really, back in the day, what it was trickery. You know, if you got a small block and you got a big block, dude, you know, big block going to give you something. But nowadays, you can't get nobody in there, because, dude, you got some small blocks just as big as the big block.
Yeah, you know, but I still think that giving somebody, you can give somebody something. I still believe that. That's not true. I don't believe that. Everybody is scared to give somebody something.
Yeah. You still can. You know, it's up to you. You taking a gamble.
That's up to you. That's your discussion.
Just like the other caller just said, a lot of guys, they don't want to take a chance. Nobody wants to lose, man. Nobody wants to lose. Everybody wants to have an edge. Like I say, we hope you got enough and you brought enough. That's all. Get to the line. Back in the day, it didn't matter what size tie you had. Didn't matter what size motor you had. You bought a big block or you bought a small block. You bought what you wanted. So you want to race, that's race. That's the bottom line, dude, you know. But, you know, everybody got their own philosophy of doing things now. But, you know, like I got to say, man, get to the line. I don't care what you got. You got nitrous, you got motor. Man, if you got nitrous, give me the brake and see if you can catch me. That's all I say.
Well, I mean, in my mind, that makes sense, but, you know, I was saying that about somebody earlier, but nonetheless, he didn't never want to give
Todd ain't nothing, man. Todd ain't nothing. He ain't nobody. Todd ain't nothing, man. He ain't even a topic on his show,
my
man.
Goodness,
Todd is
grief.
Nothing. He do nothing.
Oh, I know he got to chime in. But
But you know what, Sam? It's like this here, man. If you got, what kind of motor you got in your car? You got a small block, you got a big block. What you got?
I got a big block. One car.
Huh?
I got a big block and I got a small block in two different cars.
You got a big block. I tell you what. I got a big block. You got nitrous?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you got nitrous.
I tell you what. I got nitrous too. This me and you get to the line and get nasty.
I know your car don't look nothing. Well, wait a minute. Let me go through these lines. But your car don't look nothing like my car. I know who this is now.
Oh, here we go,
Shannon.
Here we go.
I know what you got. But
no
your car don't look nothing like my car.
I got a 29 on my car, man.
Now,
but
I do have something suitable for your car. I tell you,
man,
well, no, let me stop. Let me stop. Let me stop.
In.
I'm going to stop before I
got more than one car, Sam. I got more than one car. I want to take your 29 car. Here's my 29, man.
Just hold on. Can you just hold on 1 second? Let me go through these lines. I'm going to talk to you in just 1 minute. Mute your mic, Cadillac Joe. 313-9248. Your mic is open.
What up, though?
What up, bro?
Hello? This is Off the Water Racing.
Who?
This Big C, Off the Water Racing from Detroit.
Hey, what's going
on,
bro? How you feel?
Comment on that topic y'all got.
Okay.
All right. I done beat a bunch of big blocks. I got a small block. I just got a real good small block.
Uh-huh.
And I done fucked a lot of big blocks up. So it's like my man said, if you got it, bring it on to the line. I'm looking to race some more big blocks when I go out there. because I think I got enough to race some of these big blocks. If your car light enough, you don't even need a lot of motor if your car light enough to run with a big block. So if you got horsepower and another car is lighter to accommodate the horsepower with the lightness of a car, as long as you got a decent motor, you're going to accommodate. You should be able to run with, you know, some of these big blocks. Now, I ain't talking about them real big monster big blocks, but if you just got a regular big block that run pretty good on nitrous, it'll be a good race. I got some guys that ran two systems, and my car ran on motor what the big block ran on two systems on spray. So you got a bunch of bullshit out here on with them big blocks. Guys talking about they got big blocks. They ain't got big blocks. They got some bullshit. You ain't got no real big block. You can hang it up. You can hang it up. So if you got a car that's light enough, that's hooking, and that's right, and you got a nice, decent, small block, yeah, you should get to the line and try. I'm looking to try because I want to see what my car do anyway. So if I lose, I lose. But I'm not betting. I ain't betting under $1,000 when I race my car because I feel confident in my car that I got enough to run the car. So I am going to stay in my own lane. But if a motherfucker talks shit, I will accommodate him. If you think you got a real good big block, because I know I got a nice little nasty small block, so I will race a big block.
What kind of car you got, Steve?
What kind of car you got?
Mustang. I got a
Mustang.
Mustang.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I done beat a bunch of big blocks. I'm talking about I done beat a 555. I done beat a 515. I done beat 496. I done beat a lot of big blocks. So what I'm trying to say is if you got the car and your car light enough, you can accommodate a car with a big block. That your lightness is accommodating that horsepower that car got. You just got to have a nice motor to at least, you know, stay out there with them.
Right.
Accommodate that weight with the lightness of the car, the other car.
Mm-hmm.
I would race a big block anytime. I ain't scared of big block at all. Now, if you a big nut motherfucker and I know your shit wrong, yeah, you want to give me something. But if you talking shit like you really got some nuts, I like them type of niggas.
All right, brother Cecil, I appreciate you calling, man. Mute your mic. I'm not going to mute you just
Detroit?
In case you want to come back
from
in.
Detroit?
Yeah,
from
Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay. Off the water
race. Okay.
I'm going to blow your ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you need to
blow, what is that? What's them strangler guys? Oh, we finna get busy with them guys.
Just hold fast. Hold fast. I'm looking down the line. He about to get turned in a minute. I'm gonna let. But
oh, shit.
the first hour, you know, I've been getting these calls, and let me get this straight. I try to go down this line. I got a topic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go through the topic. Give everybody that want to say something. I want to give them a chance to say something. Then that second hour, if you know, whenever I can run through all these lines. Then, you know, we can engage. I want to try to lock some of these people in, like Brother Cecil. I want to lock in. We got some races coming up. June 7th.
Oh, yeah.
We got some good racing coming up. June 7th. I'm looking for all these streetable cars to come in and act like, you know, well, you know, it's already a discrepancy already with Michigan and Illinois. You know, these guys think that they fast in Michigan. And, of course, you know, we think we fast. So we got to tussle it out with these streetable and street cars, you know, June 7th. Just lock that in, Brother Cecil. I'm not going to mute you. I'm going to come right back to you. 773-4015. Oh, that's Preacher Boy. Your line is open. Preacher Boy.
Oh, he's
that's
crawling.
Me. How y'all doing?
We doing good, brother. How you feel?
Block, man. I keep a small block. Now, I'm listening to all y'all talk, man. Listen. Well, tell me what you want to call me. First of all, you can't look at nobody's motor and tell them what they got in it. All you can do is choose who you want to run, man. I ran Ronald Lake twice because I thought I could beat him. He beat me both trips. He got a big block, classic car, and nitro. I took a dish. He beat me. But I don't know what side motor he got. I don't know nothing about him. Y'all talking about you need a spot from a big block and a small block. All you can do is try to race. If he whoop you the first time, then you ask for a spot. But you come in the door big and you ain't got no business talking to him.
Well, I mean, that sounds good, but, I mean, everybody, well, I know just from experience, I've seen people with a small block. Everybody on the line that heard this, you got a small block and he got a big block. Well, I'm not going to say everybody, because there's some people out here that's just some straight gangsters. They don't care. They just going to go. But me, myself, not, well, I'm asking for something. I got to ask you for something. I got a small block and you got a big block. Can I please have something? Please. Now, if I can trick you, if anybody can get tricked, then that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to get something. But, you know, everybody ain't, everybody not going, you know, if you gangster, you think you can get away, show out, let your head down.
So you don't feel comfortable with your car?
Listen, the fans, you kind of always win regardless of who you race. Mistakes happen in all of it. It's the chance you're taking on racing. You're either going to win or you're going to lose. It's going to be one of the two.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. You're right. He absolutely right, Shannon.
He is.
Hey, Shannon.
Yes, sir.
You know how many times I – look, Shannon, when I started off racing, you know how I raced Ken? We ain't never asked each other what we had. Preacher Boy, I raised Preacher Boy. We ain't never asked each other what we had. We just got to the line.
We just got to the line. That's right. Get to the line.
We never asked each other if we had a small skin. We moved multiple times. We never asked each other what he had in the, under the hood. We trying
right,
to play.
You gotta look like this. How you going to walk to a person and say, hey, man, what you got in your car? You got a big block? What is it, a 555, a 480? You know, all them questions. You got to ask a man that about a small, that's got 33. You got a 400? Right. Your job is to try to win. Get on the line and try your best to lead and win. Stay
yes,
in front
sir.
Or get in front. You know,
that's
big
true.
Block, small block, yeah, it's a different. You ain't going to run up to no Don Yates with no small block like we got. So I was, man, I'm going to try him. I did it with my Cutlass and Tate. I didn't have no business fucking with Tate. But I felt good, so I took a chance. He whooped me.
Okay. I'm hearing something in the background, Preacher Boy. I don't know if you got it. I thought I heard something, but I'm gonna double check it. Let me go to this next caller, 773-5776. Your mic is open. 773-5776.
Line, yeah.
Okay, I'm muting him. Okay, 773-4786. Terrell, your mic is open.
What's going on, man? I'm one of those stranglers, man. What's happening?
What's going
Who's
on, brother?
Who's that guy
How you feel?
From Detroit? What's going on, man? Preacher Boy.
Yeah.
Preacher Boy. What's up, boy? Terrell, what's going on, man?
What's going
hey,
on,
you
man?
Never
you
gave
doing?
Me no action. Why you never gave me no
Who
action, Preacher Boy?
Terrell. Hold
Terrell.
On. Hold on, Preacher Boy. Hold on. Terrell.
He ain't having a car together, Terrell.
Terrell.
I tell him I'm going to run Hootie first, then I'm going to run him.
You going to run who first?
His brother. His brother got a little eye.
Oh.
I got a little eye. Hootie got a little
oh,
eye.
Oh, okay. Hootie.
I tell him I'm playing with them.
Terrell.
Are y'all ready to lock in?
Terrell.
Go ahead.
Terrell,
you
hey,
still
Terrell,
there?
I'm on the phone. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, Terrell. Terrell, this is Tidy Bowl. Check
yeah.
this out. You only got maybe a 2 or 3 week window with Preacher Boy because he's gonna blow up between that 2 or 3 weeks. So just try to get him. You gotta get him quick. You gotta get him before he blow up, man.
Hey,
try to get him in that
y'all.
Window, Terrell. So when he come out, Terrell, you gotta get him. You gotta get straight on him because he got 2 or 3 weeks
before
he blows
up. Y'all like all the jokes you want to. I don't mind blowing up because I'm trying to race. When my car together, I'm out there every day trying to race it, blow it up, whatever it takes. But I'm in the ring. Your faggot ass was standing on the sideline with your cop watching us race with your thumb up. Every time I try to run you, Tidy Bowl, you got the hell out the way.
Because I can't. I got to get out the way because you laying the track
you
down with all motherfuckers.
You,
I can't run
you. You should have been trying to catch me when I was blowing up then.
Preacher Boy, how many times have we ran, Preacher Boy? I don't say
what?
I won't go. I done played with you plenty of times. I ain't no bigger than I played with you.
Don't get offensive, man.
Don't get
offensive.
Yeah.
I want to play with you.
Hello?
Who was that? Wait a
hey,
minute.
Cadillac
who
Joe.
Was that?
Hey, Cadillac Joe. Hey, now check it out. Hey, Shan.
Yeah.
Check it out now. Let's stay on the topic. Cadillac Joe got a big block on spray. I got a big block on spray. Who we got the same car? Who get who what? That's a head up race, right?
Nope. Sound like
it's
me.
Why not Joe. Cadillac Joe?
Hello.
Answer the question,
Sam.
Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, you gonna run this year?
Who is this? Oh. Who is this?
It's Preacher Boy.
Oh,
I mean, Preacher
Boy. Okay, well, how you want to run? We going to run head up.
That's what I'm talking about. With your little iron or your big iron?
With the big iron.
It's just a small iron, right? Now,
wait a minute.
Now, you just finished that.
Wait a minute.
You want to give up
hold
a
it.
Spot, right?
Hold it. Hold it.
Yeah.
You're talking about your back half car, right?
I ain't got no back half car. My car's a stock suspension. My Cutlass is a back half. My Boo is a stock suspension.
No, it's not. Wrong. Wrong.
Why it's not?
Hold it. Wait a minute. I'm getting off. Hold it, Preacher Boy. Let me stop before I get amplified. Let me stop right now because I'm trying to go down these lines. Terrell,
back to
Cadillac
Joe.
Did you answer the question?
Yeah.
Did you answer the question, Terrell?
Ask Cadillac Joe a question.
Yeah, I know.
Cadillac
hold
Joe
on
a
with the question. Just wait 1 second. I'm because Cadillac Joe, he long-winded too. Let me go down these lines. 773-3969.
Beat your ass, Cadillac Joe.
Your mic is
on your stomach.
3969.
And I'm going to whoop Caesar from Detroit, wherever his ass is.
Hello, Terrell, stop it now. 3969, your mic is open.
What's up, Big Sham? This is Big Firm. Eastside Strangler, one of the Eastside Strangler boys. We want all that action.
What's going on, Big Firm? How you feel? Happy New Year.
Same to you, Big Sham.
Okay, y'all trying to gangbang. I want you to mute your mic if you're not going to answer this question. I'm going down this line.
My question to you, I answer the question. Yeah, I think that a big block should give a small block from the street. And the street says, yeah, all the time.
Okay. That makes sense. See, now that he the first person that came on, well, okay, Mighty Mouse did come on. I understand on paper. I'm not going to argue that. That make a lot of sense to me. Not going to say nothing about it.
Hey, man.
But he the first person to come on and say, yeah, they deserve a spot. Okay, with these streetable cars. Now, we're not talking about these fast cars. Hold on. We're not talking about none of these fast cars. We're talking about the underland class, which is street and streetable, the cars that we own. These people that's talking that we
how
own.
How do you know, man? You don't know how
you don't know. I'm saying.
All you can do is race first. If you lose, then you ask for a spot.
I understand that.
You win, then turn around and ask for a spot.
Preacher Boy, I'm saying, on paper, if you got a small block and I got a big block, Brother Larry came on. The first thing he said was cubic inches always is the dominant factor. So, therefore, on paper, you're supposed to get a spot. I understand. I'm not arguing what you're saying. I'm just talking about on paper, I have an argument, but now somebody else came on. I can't remember who it was, but they were like, with the technology, it might have been Cecil. This technology is different now. They got big blocks just as big. I mean, small blocks just as big. Big blocks.
Listen to what you're saying, man. The new it's a new year. It's a new technology. Back in the day, because everybody wanted a big block to whip a small block, but now technology is so great. You don't. It don't take a lot of motor to whip nobody. Take nobody to a chance now, man. First of all, you two people got to meet up and race first. You know, it's just like if you run into somebody, you fighting. If you whoop your ass, next time you see him, you gonna pick your stick up. First, y'all got to meet and run first. If you beat him or he beat you, he deserves a spot. But if he leave and go away for a week or two or a month and come back, no, he don't deserve a spot. Because he should have fixed his problem when he came back. He went in training to come back and run you. But if he come back right the next day and said, let's do it again, oh, yeah, he deserves a spot.
Okay. You know what? It's going to be a lot of gangbanging because somebody else called me earlier today and they want to talk to Todd. If anybody, I'm going to have to text Todd. And I'm going to have to, Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
You still on the
What's
line?
Up?
Can you text, I'm not going to call his name until you get on the line. your boy with the red Nova. Can you get him on? Can you tell him to call this line? I talked to him early today.
Man, I don't know if he's gonna get on here.
Yeah, you just call and tell him. I said to call in the line because he called me earlier today. Hold on, let me go to the. I got three more lines right now. 708-1823. Right. Your mic is open.
Sir?
What's up? Who is? What's up, Lil Al? How you feel?
Well, what's happening?
Man, everything peaceful, man. How you doing today? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Tony Boy. What's going on with y'all?
What's happening, baby?
Hey, to answer your question, man, in boxing, they got middleweight, they got heavyweight, and lightweight. They don't put a heavyweight in a ring with a lightweight. So if you got a big block, you should go ahead and get that small block something, because the thing is, you can sit up there and race head up, but also at the end of the day, it's all about making money. Small block with that big block, he done fucked up his money probably for the rest of the season. So it's all about gambling also, not about sticking your chest out trying to figure out who got the fastest car. It's about making money too. So you can sit up there and race a big block head up, you got a small block. So if you win, who going to race you now? Now you got to find other people.
People
like
out here racing
for
the money in the stage. Man. They still going to try.
Listen, man, people out here racing for the money in the stage. You saying that?
Hold on, preacher boy, let him finish. Hold on, preacher boy, let him finish.
Your money is not going to be the same. Your money not going to be the same with that small block unless you done took things slower. That's all I'm saying. You shorten your pot and the money you could have made throughout the race season if you went ahead and took things slow instead of going in the ringer, the heavy hitter, right off jump. That's all I'm saying. I'm talking about making money. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
I'm talking about making money.
Okay, let me explain something to you, man.
I'm going to tell you, preacher boy, hold on. Now, if you got two cars that's spraying nitrous, it shouldn't even matter. But if you on motor, both of them on motor, then I feel it's a different story. Plain and simple. Now,
so you saying if you got a big
block
on spray and a small block on spray, it shouldn't matter.
If you got two cars, a small block and a big block spraying, and they sit like us with the 28-10.5 full interior type of shit, it shouldn't matter. Because one car could be spraying four, the other could be spraying two. That small block could be spraying four. The big block could be spraying two. So the offset is a balance. But when it comes to like a motor to motor, I feel that the big block should go ahead and get a small block hot. Plain and simple.
Okay.
Hey,
well,
first of all, ain't nobody out
here
racing
on motor.
Everybody got something up their sleeve. Listen, everybody got something up their sleeve. Ain't nobody trying to run on motor. When you come to race,
sure
you spend real money on your car. When you bought your car, you built your car, you bought nitrous, you bring it out to spray it. All that motor shit ain't nothing, man.
Now, I wish you would take
the
nitrous off your car then. I wish you would take Nikes off of yours. We're going to play with
you. Hey, Tidebo, why don't
you
guys have to hang out and stretch yourself? All you got to do is stretch yourself. Meanwhile.
That's not me.
That's Lil Al.
That ain't me. That's me.
That's Lil Al,
preacher
boy.
You take Nikes off
Lil
that car.
That's Lil Pontiac.
Hey, listen. Everybody want to be in a class to race. That means there ain't going to be no racing again this year. Everybody going to be sitting around looking at each other. If you don't take a chance and run somebody out your way, it won't be no racing. Everybody won't be friends. Everybody want to join up with the same thing. If everybody keeps joining up with each other, there ain't going to be no racing. You got to join up with 50 people.
Okay, preacher boy. Preacher boy. Hold on, Al. Preacher boy. Let me go to this next caller. But Slipman say he looking for you. He ain't trying to be your friend. 773. Hold on, preacher boy. That was just something for you to dwell on while I open these mics up. 773-2199. Your mic is open. 773-2199.
Happy New Year, everybody. What's
Hootie?
Going on, man? This
is
Hootie from the East Side. Yeah, what's going on?
Hootie, what's up?
What up, Hootie? Hootie.
What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? Happy New Year, everybody.
Same to you, brother.
What's up,
Happy New
hey,
Year.
Hey, listen. Hold on. My opinion on that. Listen.
Hold on, Hootie. Hey, somebody need to get their mic. Mute their phone. Everybody mute their phone if you ain't talking. Mute your phone till I open all the mics up again. Go ahead, Hootie.
Listen, my opinion on the small block versus the big block, 2013-14, it can go both ways, man. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, if you got a big block coming into a blind, I'm going to answer something. It's only naturally because a big block should give a small block something. But if I see you run and feel I can try you, I don't need nothing.
Wait a minute. Let me go. Do I got to go through them? Okay, Hootie. That makes sense. That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly, though, but I feel like this, man. We cut out the stems and everybody just race. It shouldn't really matter, though. But, you know, the stems – it's part of the game, man.
Hold on, Hootie. Preacher Boy, is that you? Yeah, he dropped. Okay, good. Now, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, I
go
feel
ahead,
since then, everybody want to limit your race and put all these stems on it, or you got a big block, a small block, then, of course, I guess we going to play the stem game now. But really, man, you know, if you do blind and I got a small block, it's only right I'm going to ask for either a back tie or a break or something. You know what I'm saying? But if you run like, hey, you need to run, and I see you run, and you ain't know nothing, then, of course, I'm going to take my small block and try you. I done got in the ring with a whole lot of big blocks, and I feel like, hey, I can try them. Some races I won, some races I lost. But, you know, man, it's
so what
you
said,
on that
bottom
point.
Line is, it ain't really no excuse no more for a big block and a small block.
No.
Not really.
Not really.
Okay, so everybody, all these people, I'm gonna remember y'all when it come down to it. I don't want to hear it. Hold. Let me go to this next caller. Go ahead. Who is that?
This Cecil, off the water racing.
Yeah.
Is it a difference between a big block on one system than a small block on two systems? You think that's an even race, or should
well,
the big block still get
like...
a small block something?
That's a good question, Cecil.
But look,
that's a good question.
Ask the question. Listen. I'm going to tell you like this. If it comes to a spray-to-spray race, it shouldn't matter how many kits. It shouldn't be a concern how many kits, whether you get or what I get. If you got a small block or big block, whatever it takes for you to win, it is what it is.
If I don't think I can win and I got nitrous on and you got nitrous on, I'm not asking you how many kits you got. I'm not going to race you.
Right.
I just don't think I can win.
Exactly.
But I mean, I believe I do. I mean, I agree with that. If you got nitrous, if both parties got nitrous, then all the systems and all that, you need to step your game up and put as many as he got on there. If you want to race him, I don't necessarily have to race him. I'm not gonna try to race him. If I know, I mean, I'm not even trying to put that on. I'm just going, no, I stand down. You just got to stand down sometimes. It's okay to stand down. You know, people don't think so, but in my man, you know, it's foolish. Don't be foolish. You know, you got to be halfway smart. Thanks for that, Hootie. Let me go to this next one, 630-0018. Your mic is open.
Hey, what up, Big Sham? Happy New Year, man. This is Big Pun. Happy New Year to everybody.
What's going on, brother? How you feel?
I'm good, man. I'm just listening in on your topic, man. It's not relevant whether you got a small block or big block. It's really not relevant because first thing we all gotta keep in mind that you know what I'm saying, we grudge racing, and when you
right.
grudge racing in 2000 you know 13 or 14 or however way we want to look at it. In the last 4 to 5 years, grudge racing has evolved into a business. So from that standpoint, what I'm trying to say, we're not class racing. So it really don't make a difference whether you got a small block or big block. When you put together a car, you put a car together and you put a motor in your car to better your chances to win. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you figure you can beat people with a small block, then that's what – you put in your car. If you feel like you can whip people with a big block, then that's what you put in your car. Of course, it all boils down to availability. It boils down to finances. But just to really answer your question, it really don't matter whether you got a small block or a big block, one system, two systems, because we done took a small block, we done took a small block and run damn near 700 inches with two kits on. And
okay, let me ask you this, Big Fun. That makes sense, but okay, how it's evolved now? Like back in the day, you had to track, you know, all this, you know, lock in. You know, they do it now, but you know, for me, if I catch you at the track, we there together. I see you, you see me, or whatever. We try something. Okay, we gonna race, but. Now with like, just say, for instance, Chicago and Michigan, me asking you the question, you know, what do you have? Well, I got, you know, that's a relevant question in like locking in. That's what they do. I don't like to do it. If I don't see the car, I'm not trying to do it. But they do it all day long now. So how do you equate whether or not you want to race somebody based on if you got a small block or a big block. Don't you ask that question, what kind of car you got? Okay, I got a Mustang with a small block on nitrous, and I got, okay, just say I got a big block in a G-body on nitrous. How am I supposed to equate whether or not I can, you know, ask for a spot? Well, really, in my mind, if you got a small block and the other person got a big block, you can't ask for no spot. A big block can't ask for no spot from no small block.
Well,
yes,
well,
no.
I'm saying like this again, you know, it don't matter. You know, if you're going to build you a kind of grudge race, then you're going to grudge race. You know what I'm saying? I understand when people have small blocks and big blocks, and all that. When it boils down to it, you got to really stay in your lane. You know what I'm saying? You knowing if you got enough to really be trying somebody with a big block or not. So it really boils down to, you know, you trying to trick somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's either you trying to trick somebody or you a gangster and you got hurt. You know what I'm saying? If you a gangster and you got a small block in, then you going to act like a gangster. You know, if you trying to trick somebody and you really ain't got what you need to win, then you going to have to stay in your lane. So, to me, you know, I'm just asking your question. It don't matter. It's 2014. You know what I'm saying? If you put a car together, depending on what kind of car you want to put together, if you put together an all-out race car, you know, 1000s, whether it's got a W on it or no W, stock suspension, your car light, you know, you got a parachute on it, no wheelie bars or whatever, you put a race car together. If you choose to put a small block in your car, that's what you choose to put in your car. So if somebody got a big block, you know, to me, it don't matter. If you want to start boiling it all down to that, then we just need to make some rules and call it class racing.
Yeah. Okay.
It ain't that we grudge racing, Big Sham. So you know what I'm saying? If you put a car together and you prefer a big block with two systems on, put your big block in with two systems on. But if I put together a car with a small block and I got two systems on, I ain't going to be asking you for nothing. I'm going to get down with you.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that okay.
So
well, that makes sense.
So Big Sham.
We got 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL on the line. Go ahead, Skin. Skin. Okay, let me open up this next line. 708-1823. Your mic is open.
No, say I got disconnected.
Who is that?
It's Al, dude.
Okay, Al.
Where's Armstick at?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's not online. 312-5790. Your mic is open.
I'm on here.
You okay? Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I opened you up.
Yeah, skin on this motherfucker. What's going on?
Man,
come
for
on, man. I ain't heard nothing. I just called. I ain't heard nothing. I don't know the subject. I don't know shit. Come on.
Oh, you don't, okay? Well, the subject for tonight is maybe everybody that's on the line, they might not heard the subject. The subject for tonight is, does having a big block over a small block, does it really make a difference in a grudge streetable car?
It do make a difference.
It do make a difference. Why you say that?
Because a big block, you can get more out of a big block than a small block. In a street car. You're talking about a street car, right?
Yeah, a streetable car. Yeah.
Right, a streetable car, you can get more out of big block. Yeah, it means something. But in certain instances, it don't mean nothing. You got street cars on, it don't mean nothing. Come on.
Okay.
Since she said you got a streetable car and you fuck around and put street cars on, it might not mean nothing. We can go on play. You only can put so much power to the ground at the gate, especially on the street.
Yeah,
so
but they got certain small blocks that's just as strong as a big block, though, Skin.
Oh, no, you're right. Now they do. They technology study taking over. So you're right. That's why I said it really ain't going to mean nothing with no street ties. But you got a valid point. In certain instances, it don't mean nothing. It depending on who got the big block. Now, if Preacher Boy got the big block, it don't mean nothing. You see what I'm saying? If certain guys got the preacher block, it don't mean shit.
708. Hold on, Skin. Hold on, Skin. 708-2502. What's up, Drag?
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? I'm listening at you, man. You got a pretty good show here, Sham.
Oh, well, that's thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Happy New Year, Drag.
What's up, Big Drag?
Thanks, Happy New Year.
Thanks to all y'all. Same to all y'all. What's going on, y'all, Drag?
Yeah, what you think about that, Drag?
And you know. Hey, Drag.
My opinion. What up, Charlie?
I want to know where Preacher Boy is. He ain't nothing. Where he at?
Skin, hold on 1 second, Skin. Give me just a little while longer because I'm about to open these mics up because there's a whole bunch of people on here. They really trying to game bang,
okay.
And I want to see if I can lock some of these people
okay.
in today. Go ahead, Drag.
Okay.
I heard that.
Okay. My opinion, man, the difference between a big block and a small block is exactly what it say, big and small. You know what I'm saying? So a big block.
Hold on, Drag. If you're not talking, mute your mic.
Yeah,
somebody got some background noise.
The big block has more capacity, man. Plain and simple. A good small block is not going to whoop a good big block. I heard the boy from Detroit get on there talking about how bad a small block is and all that. He may have a good small block. I'm not saying that he don't, but I guarantee you, if he got a big block, if there's anything like that small block he got, they're gonna hand it to him is what's gonna happen. I've had a really, really good small block. You guys know that. And I can't talk with all these people talking.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to mute all these mics. If you're not talking, mute your mic.
They got all type of people in the background.
I'm going through them.
Man, they rocking and everything in the background. God damn.
Yeah, Skin, that's my favorite.
No, that ain't.
Yes, it is.
That's who?
That's Marvin.
Go ahead, Drag.
Yeah, that's Marvin.
What I was saying, I've had a really, really good small block with you guys, man. And they ran fast, but it's not going to compete with one of them good big blocks. It just ain't finna happen, man. So these guys can say what they want. Sure, you can pick and choose your races. You can find guys that don't have as fast a big block as a lot of these guys' small blocks are. But if you got dog and put them pound for pound, ain't no small block in the country going to whoop no big.
I agree with Drag say. That's what I wanted to say, but I didn't have enough skills to say that. But that's what I was trying to tell you, Sham. That's what I wanted. I couldn't think of exactly what Drag said, but that's exactly right. But I basically told you that. I said a big block, you can do more with a big block than a damn small block. And you said, but they got some good small blocks. But I failed to say what Drag just said. If you spend the same money in the big block as you do a small block, the big block going to fuck him up.
It's just a pound for pound thing, you know.
you go to class races, and what I mentioned is like NHRA Pro. You know, 500, there's no big deal to build a 500 in small block, right? Everybody know you can build a 500 in small block. And you can spend as much as money as you want in it. But the baddest 500 in small block, by the baddest engine build out there, probably wouldn't make no more than, you know, 1,250 horsepower, opposed to these big blocks of 500 cubic inches making over 1,400 horsepower. So you got 200 horsepower difference in the engine, which an engine, a small block, is the one advantage that a small block do have over big block is probably anywhere between 100 and 150 pounds lighter. So it takes less to move the car, you know, with a lighter engine. But far as
That's what I was saying. I ain't say that the small. I got the small block that'll beat the regular big block. I said I will fuck up a lot of big blocks. That's not right. That's what I said. I want to clarify
that.
I didn't say I got the fattest. I said, but some of these guys that's claiming that they got real big blocks ain't got no big blocks, and I done beat a lot of big blocks. That's what I was saying. I didn't never say that I can beat all the big blocks.
Hey, Shannon.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I agree with you, bro. And I'm not trying to shoot you down. I'm just saying, with that good small block that you got, you will whoop a mediocre big block. But when you get a big block that's pretty much in the same line of what you got as a small block, you can't compete with them, bro. You, me, and nobody
else.
Okay.
Don't you think the weight got a lot to do with it too, Greg? You don't think the weight is
a hundred pounds?
It got a little bit to do with it, not a lot.
I'm talking about the car in general, not the big block, the weight of a big block motor and the weight of a small block motor. I'm saying the weight of the car in general. If your car weighs 3,200 pounds, my car weighs 2,400 pounds, you got that big block in there and I got the small block, you don't think that's a difference?
Absolutely. When you got that much of a weight difference or a weight advantage over a person, absolutely. But I'm speaking of pound for pound.
Yeah, he's speaking of the pound for pound.
But today's racing, like my man said, on Grudge Racing, it's so many tricks in it. Everybody from your town, from Detroit, Michigan, to Chicago, California, everybody is trying to lighten their car as they could. A lot of cars work real life, and some cars don't work as being as light. But my car works being light. So
all that is a factor. Everything that you mentioned is definitely a factor, bro. But what you got to take into consideration, like was one of the guys saying, it's about trickery. And street racing has never been anything different than trickery. You know, back in the days when I first started racing, my brothers and them had Hemi cars and Mopars and all that different stuff. And they were taking these 426 Hemis, you know, beating the hell out of these 396s and stuff like that. And then GM built the 454. And then 454 start beating on the Hemis and stuff like that. You know, that's just how it is. It's from the start, and it won't quit. Everybody is trying to pull something over on the next man. You know,
hey, Drag, I'm so happy you said that, and I mean to cut you off, Drag, but dumbass Cookie Boy said last week, I'm trying to trick somebody. Everybody's trying to trick somebody, I thought.
That's what it's all about, Shorty.
Would you tell Preacher Boy that, though, because he's a dumb motherfucker? Would you tell Preacher Boy that, though, because he's a dumb motherfucker trying to represent the West Side? He's making y'all look bad, Drag. He's a jackass. He has his opinion,
you know, and everybody has an opinion. This is my opinion. It don't have to be exactly what everybody thinks it is, but I'm trying to give it to you as clear as I can, and the best way to put it.
Yeah.
And that, you know what, Drag? That's my premise for the show. It's a lot of shows on the air, and I want to say I appreciate everybody that called in, but it's a lot of shows that they don't give everybody a chance to say something, and I know I got 2 hours on this line, and I want to, you know, give everybody a chance just to, you know, say their piece. They might, you know, we can learn from each other. Everybody can learn from each other. So that's really my premise in letting everybody getting on the line and just saying what they want to say. Then that second hour, I mean, we can gangbang. It's some people on here right now that they, you know, they think they want to gangbang, and I got the right people on the line to make that happen. So I appreciate you calling and telling us that, Drag.
No problem, man. No problem. I just wanted to shed a little light on that. I'm not saying that anybody has said anything wrong, because everybody that I've listened to since I've been on here, they definitely had valid points. But I'm just telling you from, you know, a veteran
from experience.
Standpoint. Right.
From a heavyweight. That's what you're saying, from a heavyweight. See, I'm not trying. I ain't going to try to engage with no fucking Big Drag. Big Drag, you can engage with my uncle, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't dare try to engage with you, and I know how my uncle car runs, so I'd never, ever even say shit to you.
You know, we all bleed the same way, but what, you know, what kind of pushes up, makes us a cut above is the fact that the years and experience, you know. You guys are definitely coming the same road that we traveled. You know, it wasn't easy for us. I take skin. You know, I told that little dude a lot of time. I like that little brother, man. Skin reminds me so much of myself back in the days. You know, I seen him coming up in the race game, and, boy, he was tough. You know, now he's a veteran. It's time for him to try to, you know, put our wisdom to these brothers, because guys like what he's done, you know, and would like to accomplish that even more. So we as veterans, you know, we have to kind of, you know, put the word out there and let it know how it really is, you know, from our standpoint.
773-9637.
Good evening, fellas. How y'all doing? Happy New Year's, everybody.
What's going on?
Hey, what up, idiot? What up, boss?
Talk to me. Yeah, on that topic. Yeah, if you build a good big block and somebody build a good small block and you put them in a similar car, the big block gonna get away. That's just bottom line.
Bottom line. No, that's what Drag just said. Same thing.
Yeah, bottom line.
Unless the guy with the big block can't drive.
Well, I mean, you know, now you digging all into, you know, different scenarios. But
I got a dig, man. God damn, shit.
Like Cadillac Joe. Like Cadillac Joe can't drive.
Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
You're right. Cadillac Joe can't drive. Cadillac Joe ain't
shit. That's right. I can't drive. I tell you what, I can't drive, but put your money down. That's all I got to say.
Ooh.
I ain't got all that, man.
Hey,
Skin.
You
know what?
Yes,
you know
sir.
What, man? I'm going to tell you like this here. Get to the line, baby. That's all you got to do.
Okay, we got hold on, y'all.
2014.
Y'all hold on one. I ain't got but a few more callers, and I'm going to turn you loose. 773-2338. Your mic is open. 2338. Okay. 773-3490. Your mic is open.
Hey, what up, guy?
What's going on? Who are we talking to?
This is D. Hey, Rick.
That's Low Rider.
Yeah, what's up, Rick? Just to add on, just to back to what you were saying, Grumpy Jenkins back in the day had the fastest small block in the world, but the big block ran him out of there. You just pound for pound, you just don't do it. I mean, it's impossible. When they did a pro stop circuit for the small blocks, they allow the big blocks to run with them. You don't see anyone trying to run a big block in the pro stock world. Why? Because it just can't compete. Grumpy was the fastest in the world with him. He got ran out. If he got ran out, forget it.
At the time when Grumpy and them did it, pro stock didn't have a 2350 weight break. It was weight per championship. So now if Grumpy had a 331, normal where a car got to be 2350, Grumpy probably didn't have to weigh but 2,000 pounds. Now that comes into what whoever that was talking about having a 2,400-pound car opposed to a 3,200-pound car. Now you got W equal to sport. That's just like a big old son gun standing over a little old dude with his fist balled up, and the little dude got a knife in his hand. You know what I'm saying? That kind of equals it out a little bit, you know? So,
yeah, that's what I was saying. Hey, Rick. there's ways of eking it out, but only on a lower scale. Because when you get to the real big blocks, it's just not going to happen.
No, it's not happening.
It's just not going to happen.
You cannot,
it's just not going to happen.
Cannot pack the horsepower in the little box that you can pack in the big box, plain and simple.
That's
and
it.
Then not only
and
the horsepower, man, the torque is more important than the horsepower. And that's what a big block advantage is over any small block. It makes more torque.
Another thing for you guys, man, horsepower cares nothing about weight. It really don't.
No,
if you
don't,
got enough to move it, she gonna pull it. She don't care nothing about weight.
I like that.
I like that.
Hey, Drag, I don't care nothing about your weight. I'm going to pull you, baby.
I'm coming down, y'all. I'm coming down. I'm shaking it down. I'm back in the tools almost.
Yeah. Yes,
708,
hey,
7394. Your mic is open.
Yo, yo.
What's going on?
What's happening, man? It's Shorty B.
What's up, Shorty B? How you feel?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm just listening to the show.
Oh, well, I appreciate you, brother.
One thing about it, man, y'all talking about big block and small block. There's no displacement for, no replacement for displacement, man. You can't beat that. Not pound for pound.
No, no, sir. No, sir. Absolutely correct.
Hey, but well, can I just say one thing? In grudge racing, it ain't no such thing. If you grudge racing, you just said, one of the guys just said, it's all about all the tricks and trades. It's not going to never be no pound for pound at all. Y'all know that.
Okay,
now. Class racing or something.
Well, let me go.
But
well, let me ask y'all this.
These guys lightening their cars up. They doing everything. I mean, they doing everything to these cars to make the cars go fast. And losing weight is one of the big factors of it.
Okay,
so,
well,
I'm not debating that. The thing is, to lose the weight and try to hide that you lost.
Never be pound for pound. Never.
But I mean,
well,
to lose the weight and try to hide that you lost the weight. It's trickery. Like Drag said, that's just trickery, man.
Yeah, like that's what I'm trying to say, Skins. I'm going on what you said. It's all about trickery. These guys out here in this grudge war, this shit just blew up so out of control. I love it. I'm in love with it. I love this racing more than my bitch. So I'm just saying. Well, I love this racing more than my bitch, because my bitch, then we done broke up because of all the money I done put
hey,
in my car.
Hey, cuz, what's your name, cuz? The one said he loved drag racing more than his bitch.
This Cecil, off the water racing from Detroit.
Oh, okay, Detroit, this skin. I like that, man. I'm with you. I love this drag racing more than pussy.
That's just been to me. Ever since I was a kid, I was doing.
Hey,
we got a thing called Clearpoint. We always ran to it when all the big fellas that came with their Novas, their girls.
Hey, that's why I'm so adamant about it. All these guys that don't love it more than some pussy or they bitch, they need to get off the mic. They need to quit
with it. No real
stuff.
They don't love it.
Well, I tell you what, I ain't got no bitch. I got a wife, and it's all over for that shit. All that shit there is done. Was a little different.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah, but you know, these guys get emotional about racing, though, because they get their ass whooped. You know,
I don't get emotional. I can.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Hey,
Shorty B.
Happy New Year to you. Shorty B, you be getting emotional, though, man.
Shorty
B. I'm getting emotional, baby.
No, I don't.
Shorty B.
Except though, I don't like bullshit. I just like the race.
Oh,
is that Shorty B from the East Side?
Yes, sir. Yes,
Shorty B, get your ass off the phone. You done ran a single digit, man. You slow ass.
Who was that talking shit?
Get your weak ass off the phone, man.
Who was that talking shit? Terrell?
Hell yeah.
Terrell, hi, honey. Hey, sweetie.
Get your ass off the phone, man.
Fuck ass to the line. That steam rolling.
Put a real lay on your stomach, man.
Okay.
I got
10 minutes.
Coming too, man. You
Terrell.
Shorty B on my list.
Terrell.
Huh?
I got Shorty B. I got
hey, sure,
two more callers.
Is it a gangbanging time yet?
Yeah, it's not. I got 10 minutes. We gonna gangbang in 10 minutes. I
no,
got a
man,
few
you
more
got
callers.
These, you got these cowards on the line, man, talking about small blocks, big blocks. These guys ain't even ran a single digit, man. They still run 11s, man. Stay us off the phone, man. No shit about no racing. Shorty B, Cadillac Joe.
Well, if I run 11, all I need is a spot in that big block, right?
Hold on, B. 773-9315.
Hey, you get a spot for me, because you weak as hell. You can't even drive.
Terrell.
How many packets can I get?
B, I'm going to beat y'all.
I missed my gift from you.
You get everything in drag racing.
Wait a minute.
I got everything in drag racing.
Y'all won't listen.
Damn.
A big block asked for a package.
Shit, he giving away a gift, I'm going to take it. Shit, who the damn fool?
Oh my goodness,
rough.
Really?
A big block on a package from a small block.
I got a small block, he got a big block.
Okay, who wants the package?
I want the package with the small block.
Uh-oh.
He got a big ass tie, I got a 2800 on, man.
Uh-oh. He said he got
a small
tie.
And you got,
I'm just
you got
saying, I want a package. You said a big block on a small block. A package? No, this is a small block. That's the big block for a package.
Ooh-wee.
Hmm. All right.
You got two systems on a small block?
Two, one.
Here we go.
I'm like,
wait a minute. I know you're not talking about how many systems you got. Do you got nitrous?
Motherfucker had one kit with two buttons.
Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute. Look at this. 708.
I don't give a fuck what he got. He got nitrous.
B. Hold on. 708. 3394. Your mic is open.
Hey, what up, everybody? This is K-Dog.
What's up, K-Dog?
What up, K-Dog?
What's happening, man? What's going on?
So much.
Like I say, I want to touch bases on that, which I was talking about.
Yes,
rough house racing, that's right. We ain't doing nothing, but I'm racing, though. But to elaborate on everything, I followed the history from when we used to race on 39th Street and all that. And to me, basically, drag and skin, back in the days, you can look under a manhood and kind of see what he got and listen to the motor. But when they came out with the LS1s, I had to give Skin his credit. It's all in the tuning. You can't look in the inside of it no more. And as far as big block and small block, well, if a big block come with a bigger board than a small block. And a small block is limited. Quite naturally, you can put a slightly bigger crank in a small block and fool somebody. Like you say, put a diversion or trickery on it, but basically, the volume of the head in the big block and the board that you can use, you can't match it. But the thing is, like Skin say, you can only put so big of a tire, you know, on the street. Like a 1000 and expect somebody to race you, they got a small block. But you got to, like Preacher Boy got on that car talking about racing. Yeah, he raced a lot, but you got to study your opponent better. Or, it's been many times where you feel like you got a... You know, you look at your numbers and you be like, I ain't studying the next man. But you got to consider that because,
hey,
you know,
hey,
the
K-Dog.
Next man might be a little bit better.
Hey, K-Dog.
Yes, sir.
K-Dog, how you study a
yes,
man
sir.
That ain't got no history?
Well, I'm basing on the history of Skin and the other guys that I came up with. And I've always been on the racing scene, and I've always had cars. Might not have raced as much as they did, but I was never scared to race. And still ain't scared to race.
Answer my question. My question was, how do you study a
you
man with no history?
So who are you talking about? Preacher Boy?
Be more specific. Fuck out to Joe, no history.
Huh?
Well, I'm going to say this. It's hard to study me because you don't know how I'm
talking. Well, at this point where I'm at, I'm doing what I can do. I ain't worried about the next man.
I like that, K-Dog.
I like that.
All right,
yes,
K-Dog, thank you. Hold on. Just mute your phone, K-Dog. I'm about to turn these guys loose in a second. 773-2199. Your mic is open. 2199.
What's going on, y'all? This Hootie, man. I just got clicked off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, hold on, Hootie. Let me go down the line.
What's up, Hootie? What's going 708 on,
708-5800. Your mic is open.
What's up, Big Sam?
What up? Who this?
It's Smitty from Set On Field Racing, baby.
What up, Smitty? How you feel, baby?
Good, baby. Just listening to the show, enjoying it. What's up,
Shorty? I appreciate
what's
that,
up,
man.
Man, we've been doing that for a long time. Small block and big block, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's been a long time. Hold on, Smitty. 708-5350. Your mic is open. 708-5350.
This is Big Hammer.
Hey, what's up, Hammer? Hey, Hammer, you got a background noise.
Man, I'm going to blow Hammer's ass out.
Hammer.
You better not move, Booty.
Just mute your phone. 773-9385.
Okay.
Your mic is
hey.
Open.
Hey, man. I got one question. This smooth. Who is Cadillac Joe? Y'all making me horny, man. Y'all need to relax. Y'all making me horny, man. You and Shaw, y'all making me horny, boy. Y'all need to calm down. But who is Cadillac Joe? Could somebody tell me that?
He got a Camaro, a blue Camaro, 69, I want to say, a 67
Camaro.
Blue.
Listen, man,
what?
He got an old-fashioned Camaro on some big-ass tires, man. He crawling. He ain't doing nothing.
Old-ass dude,
what's
buddy.
That's how y'all do, man? Old-ass Camaro, man.
I guess I didn't even worry about him, huh, Hootie?
No.
Because
he
got a big tie, he crawling.
He crawling,
yeah,
man.
He crawling.
He ran for the break or some shit like that. I don't know. Then he crawled.
Hey, man, looky here. Looky here, man. Let me say
this. He never won a race, man. He a fake-ass grudge racer.
Hey, you know what, man?
Ryan Lake Joe. Ryan
you know what? You know what, man?
You know what?
I can tell. I can tell by how slow he talk. That got to be Maurice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, keep talking.
Hey, Smooth, don't do that. His name is Guy Like Joe. Don't do that.
Hey, Smooth. Hey, Smooth. You know what? You can jump in this arena, Smooth. You can lock in, baby. For real.
Damn.
You done said that to me 15 times. Hey, Smooth, you ain't said nothing to you 15 times. Smooth, you can do this. Come on with it.
Okay.
Hey,
say it to
what you want to do. Hey, we can lock in for the 7th of June, man, for the race, man, that Sham race, dog. Straight up.
7th of June, I might be the soul of my car.
What?
I might be the soul of my
car. What kind of race he talking about with your car?
Who is that? Who is
that? What's
it's Shorty B.
Oh, okay.
A head-on race?
How would you like to lock in with me, Mr. Joe?
Man, we need to hook up. When can we go? Can you go now?
How would you like to run me, Mr. Joe, so I know if I want to go?
I
want to
run you head up out the back door on the Pro Tree.
Oh. With your Camaro?
Yeah, with my Camaro, yeah.
No, sir. I don't like that. You going to run on the motor, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. No, I don't like that, sir. Now, would you like to give me a spot,
sir?
I'll
take that. Get out of ground, folks.
I'll take that.
Now, would you like to give me a spot, sir?
I'm not going to give you nothing.
Hey, do you have a big block in that Camaro? Is it a big block in that Camaro, if you mind me asking?
Yeah, it's a big block. It's a big block. It's a big block.
That's what this whole topic is about.
Hey, man, Joe got no race that he's trying to handle already, man. He can't race nobody from 7.
I'll take that race June 7, Joe.
You say what?
Who that Terrell say you
take
that?
Terrell, you lay down on your stomach, man. You ain't got nothing
coming. That's all I got for you, bitch.
I take that race.
Head up.
I take that big block, Terrell.
What?
I'll take that big block, that's your action.
You know what, Terrell, you can get that, baby. You know you. I want you.
Damn.
You say head up, I want you, right?
Hey, you know what, hey, baby, I'm going to dissect you. And I'm going
to... Terrell, yeah, right, you want to have sex with you with some
vacuum, Terrell. Terrell, I'm going to have sex with you. I'm going to tell you, you know, got off with that yellow car, I'm going to beat you even worse. I'm going to beat the brakes off you.
Hey, girlfriend. Hey, girlfriend. I get that race.
What's up, baby?
June 7,
hey,
head up on 3. Me and you.
Baby, what up?
Who's your pimp here? Who's your
pimp
here?
Hey,
man.
I'm letting the pimp hand down, girl.
Hey, motherfucker. Hey, man, get your ass off the phone, motherfucker. You ain't got a car, man. Don't kill that turn. No W's on. Especially B's.
Say what? You said what? What would you
I take that race, June 7. June 7, I take that race. Me and you can't let your head up Pro Tree. You got that?
Hey, Terrell. Can you bleed
answer the question.
Now? Can we go? What?
He said June 7th, head up, you and Terrell, the Hulk, in your car, head up Pro Tree out the back door. Lock in. That's what he said. Are y'all going to do that or y'all just going to go back and forth?
Wait a minute. I'm saying can we go before then? I'm ready right now.
No, man.
Man, okay, all right. I just asked the question, man.
No, we can't go now. No.
Okay. We can do that on June 7th. We can do that.
What y'all locking in? Are y'all verbally locking in right now? I'm going to write it down.
Say what?
Yeah.
I'm going to write it down. Are y'all locking in right now?
Yeah,
lock it in, Shannon.
How much and it's the both. Go ahead.
This is the race, Shannon. Hold on, this is the race. Cadillac Joe driving Camaro. I'm driving my car head up, Pro Tree out the back door.
For how much?
I ain't gonna drive my car. I don't drive no more. I got to drive.
Oh
you
my god!
And
here we go. I don't give a fuck
who's driving the car. Who's driving the car? The car gonna do what it do.
He said he'll
call
his
job. Hey, Terrell. Listen here. Ain't nobody listening to all that yelling, player. Man, I don't do all that yelling.
Man, I'll say who's driving your car, man.
That's all.
Cadillac Joe, he said he don't care who's driving the car. So how much y'all locking
in? Okay, we can lock in. We can lock in, baby.
Well, how much? Tell me right now. Writing it down.
Whatever. Five on whatever.
Lock your dumb ass in.
How much?
You know what, Hootie? You know what? I lock my Dodge in on you. Nah, I lock both
lock
you
in.
Fools
lock
in. Because y'all
in
stupid. Y'all stragglers. Lock in.
Lock in.
I'm going to lock both of you punks in.
Okay,
hey,
wait a minute.
Y'all locked in? Go ahead.
500 on 2,500 or better?
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
For real.
Hold on, what did you say, Hootie? We locked in 5 on 1,500.
Whatever you want to do, man.
Okay, so y'all locked in. June 7th, 500 on $1,500 or better.
Hey, you got to say what time
y'all
you want to do.
Y'all got a time stipulation?
Yeah,
no,
we're talking about that later. At 6 o'clock.
You got to raise by six. Y'all in the lanes at 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's good, Terrell?
That's cool.
All right, 6 o'clock. Y'all locked
no,
in.
No, 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, I ain't be at no 12 o'clock in the afternoon, man. I got something I got to do, man. I got to give me time. 6
here
o'clock. We can do 6 o'clock fine. Ain't no here I go.
Hey, look.
Can y'all do 6 o'clock? Terrell.
Yeah, we can do 6
o'clock.
I tell you what,
Terrell. I tell you what I'm going to do, Terrell, for you. I'm going to accommodate you. When it get around to that time, I'll let you know if I can do 12 o'clock.
No, you got to lock in a time right now if you're going to lock it in.
I said 6 o'clock. He said he can't do 6 o'clock. He got to do 12 o'clock.
Okay. Do y'all want to lock a time in? Do y'all really want to lock in?
And I already said what I want.
Hey, Sam, we're going
to
waste that day. Don't lock that time in.
Okay, so
you
got to raise
the time. 6 o'clock, Sam. Lock it in. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Lock it in.
6 o'clock. Okay, Cadillac Joe versus Terrell, the Hawk. Pro Tree.
Pro Tree.
Out the back door by 6 o'clock. Head up.
By 6 o'clock. Head up. Yeah.
Okay. 500 on 1,500 or better.
Your ass get in the lane by 601.
You lose. 500 on 1,500 or better.
What that's
like.
I want it to be better. And I want to bet another G on the gap. I'm going to gap you. Damn.
Ooh.
We like that.
What kind?
Hell yeah. Then you ain't gonna
gap shit,
the Camaro
versus the Hawk.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, that's a good
race
now.
Okay, who next? Y'all locked in. It's already done. Wait a minute, hold on. Cecil.
What up, bro?
Who said something about somebody. Who was you saying something to?
The Stranglers, that Hawk car.
That's another Hawk. Hello? They on the line. That's
yeah,
them.
I'm
out, on the line.
Hello?
How you want to do this, Cecil? How you want to do this?
I ain't ready to lock you in, but we can race. I'll lock you in. We're going to race. I got to do some more fast and testing to my car. But that's a new motor we just put in there. And I ain't getting nothing with it. We just put it in there, so... And at his race, so, I don't know when I first know ET here, it's going to be in April. And you say y'all race in June. So
June
7th. From our first know ET to y'all June 7th, I can't say exactly what date. But it'll be before then. It'll be right up in there.
Okay.
I'm going to lock you in Martin, Michigan. I'll run you in Martin.
Yeah, when is that, July?
July the 28th.
July 28th?
Yeah, that's where Tony first
what
race.
What you got,
no, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. July 26th.
I'm gonna get back with you. I don't want to just, you know, do that. Yeah, I want to get my car right.
Okay,
We'll be on the next show. You know, I'll be on the show. I'll let you know again on the next show.
Okay.
So why was talking then, man? You ain't trying to
I knew you was.
Then?
You made mention of somebody's name.
I put my old motor back in the race, that motherfucker. I just got a new motor. We grudge racing. We all do different things to our car every year. Every year, we change tires, bigger carburetors, more Nike. Yeah, we don't beep it.
He might have muted me.
Hey, Shannon.
Detroit Hood, you on the line?
Shannon.
Yeah, I just got in here.
What's going on, brother?
What up, Joe, Sham?
Man, everything peaceful, brother. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
What you know good?
Oh, nothing much. Just listening to the topic, big block, small block. It don't matter because we've been around so long, all of us. We know who's in whose category anyway, and it's mix and match. Some of them small blocks running with the big blocks. Some of the big blocks ain't running with the small blocks. It just depends on the combination and mostly the weight of the car and the tire size.
Okay. Second. Did you drop?
No, I'm still on here.
Okay. Yeah, we're trying to get mix up and match up some of these guys from Detroit. You see our brother Cecil was on the line. He called out the Hawk, but he said he's not ready yet.
Man, he ain't ready to do nothing, man.
No, we ready. We ready, but I want to take my car.
He might jump on you.
We ready.
He might jump on you, Terrell.
Always been like that.
When we're ready, that's the car. That's all. That's the one we don't lock nothing in with. We just show up with it and see if people get scared or not.
Okay. 708-0313. Your mic is open.
Yo, what up?
Hey, Sham.
Hey.
Sham.
Who you want to try for?
Who
this is? Rob. Hey, this is Rob.
Rob.
Yeah, I was listening in about the big block and the small block. My personal opinion about it is if you got a big block, I got a small block, and we basically about the same weight, I feel I should get something. You know?
Okay.
You know, because the big block, like they said, got more torque and slightly more horsepower, depending on how it's built. It should automatically be a given.
Okay.
That's what I feel,
What if your small block is faster than his big block? Should he still
we
be giving
know that
up?
The only way you know that is once you run. That's the only way you can know that. But if we both hit the same.
You ran somebody else that we couldn't jump on, and you jumped on it. And
we
you
ran
got,
before.
And you got the smaller motor, and I got the bigger motor. But then
and,
I can't
and
get
you
said, out none.
No, I mean, but if it's and we first time running each other, you got a big block, you shit like me, I got a small block, shit like you, then it's not a head-up.
What if I'm missing a couple parts on my big block that you do got on your small block? What if your small block is way more aggressive than my big block?
We won't know that until we run. Once you get your head peeled, then you come back and give me some more money.
What if the big block
is stock
suspension and the small block is ladder bar?
Yeah.
And we both own motor. Small block is a small block. A big block is a big block. We both own motor. I'm not talking about Nike. I'm talking about motor to motor. If I'm a small block, you're a big block, I'm going to be looking for something.
Now, 773-6516. You open.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
What's going on, Chuck?
It's Chuck, Eastside Straggler. What's going on with you?
What's going on?
Hey, is Terrell on the line?
Terrell.
You still
Terrell
online?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you leave my pigeon alone, man? You know I called dibs on Cadillac Joe.
Somebody did.
Yeah. Who this, Chuck? Cadillac
you know Joe.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Chuck. Hey, don't worry about it, man.
Hey, Chuck.
Check it out,
yes,
man.
Sir.
You got your chance. Hey, me and you already done talk, man. I'm going to take care of you in here. I'm going to do a 2-for-2, man. With a one.
That's what
with
I'm talking about, Cadillac Joe.
Hey, man, Kevin, I'm coming.
And you said you're going to get me, too, right?
I'm going to get
you.
You're going to
go buy some.
Yes,
sir. That shit costs
$7. Okay.
Hey, Chuck, we already done talk, baby. It's all good.
I appreciate that, Cadillac Joe. I appreciate that.
Man, I'm standing up on that, man. But the Trill ain't got nothing coming, man. He can lay on his stomach.
Yeah. You weak as water,
man.
Man,
Cadillac Joe.
Y'all ain't got to talk about that no more. Y'all locked in. Who else trying to lock in? That's what I want to know.
Listen,
y'all
want to
argue?
I
want to
know what kind of
car lock Cecil
got. I want to know what kind of car Cecil got before
who?
You run back in the bushes.
Who?
Got a Mustang.
Oh.
A Mustang?
I've seen my car before.
Okay.
Who that, Terrell?
Hey, Cecil. I lock you in with a Mustang.
Just like yours.
Yeah,
it's your favorite.
I'm
about
to text
him
and tell him, man. You keep these ass stranglers on.
Hey, Diesel. Yeah. I locked you in with
DMX's car. DMX's
car.
Yeah. No, we're going to lock DMX's car in.
We can't do that.
Wait
a minute.
Somebody has lines. Cut that shit out.
DMX too fast for that. That ain't going down.
Huh? Okay.
Man, where's Todd, man?
How they gonna show up?
Hey, listen, man. I want to let Tidy Bone scary ass in. Get his ass in line.
Tidy Bone line, Tidy Bone.
Hootie, lay on your stomach, man. Lay on your stomach, Hootie. Whatever, man. Lock in.
Hey, Hootie. Hey, Hootie, check it out. I'm gonna lock you in with my dog. I'm gonna lock you in with my dog, man.
Okay. Hey, look, that's it, man.
Ooh.
This is just like you.
Okay.
All right. Well, guess what, then? I like whatever you bring to the truck, because guess what? I'm going to bring my S10, too.
Do that, Hootie.
I'm going to play with you, Hootie.
Hey, Hootie, I'm going to play with you, baby.
Hey, Hootie, you want to race five?
Race who?
You want to race five, Hootie?
Hey, how y'all doing?
You should come back here. You know what
this
is.
What's up, buddy?
Is it stock suspension? No, it's not stock suspension.
Do you got a
okay.
Dodge motor?
Huh? So if it ain't stock suspension, it don't look like me. But you know what? If you bring it up there and I think I like it, I'm still going to try it.
Okay, we'll do that.
Ain't got no small block.
You got
ain't got no small block.
Ain't got no small block.
Hootie,
your hands
too far.
Cadillac,
what?
Man, I had a small block one time and threw it in the guy.
Stop suspension, Calais Joe. Listen, stop suspension, all right? Don't bring no back half car because guess what? If you do, I'm going to bring my back half car. So it don't make a difference.
At this rate, I'm taking all names and cutting them off, baby. Lay on your stomach.
Man,
hey,
you ain't
Smitty.
Do nothing, man.
Go ahead.
You
okay,
all right. Let your knees touch your stomach, boy.
Man, get on your knees and kiss the ground, baby. When Smitty like, hey, Smitty,
lie.
Baby, die down.
You start up, I'm going to give you some.
It's Smitty on the line.
Hey,
you get bears up here at 7 hours.
What
do you? I'm the back door.
Hey, him. You do what? What you say? Huh?
I said you get Junior up here on the June 7th. I run him out the back door.
Oh.
You got the back tap today?
No, I run Junior out the back door.
For real.
No. And we're taking you with Junior in Hattiesburg. Tuesday. You like that? We don't make that love with you.
I won't make it out of Hattiesburg. I won't be there.
Oh, okay. Lay out of your stomach then.
773.
I want to see you at the back door. You get him up here June 7th.
Back catch it, hey.
2160. Your mic is open.
Yo, yo.
What up? Who this?
It's Fat Kevin on Request Line, nigga.
What up? Fat Kevin.
What's happening?
Man, yeah, slow motion. You hear these boys on here, they talking, Kevin.
I hear these boys. These boys on the chain, goddamn. I got to see.
Yeah. These boys on here, they got a lot to say.
Yeah, happy New Year to all you boys, too, man.
What up, K?
What's going on, KB?
773-3969. Elaborate on that big block, small block.
Yeah, that big curb I just fell off. I'm back on, Sam. Let's go.
Okay.
Man,
okay.
Big block. Hey, big block. Hey, K-Dawg. K-Dawg, them big blocks ain't shit. Fuck a big block.
I heard that.
That's loud and clear. I got a small block. I'll fuck one of them big blocks up. No bullshit.
You got to come on with it. I don't like small blocks. I don't like small blocks.
You probably don't like it. You fuck with small blocks, you going to like it.
It's Ken on the line.
Right. Yeah, Ken on the line. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to know. I was just saying if you were still there listening.
Oh, yeah, I just clicked back.
Keeping it real.
Hey, what's your mind?
Keeping it real on the mic.
What's happening, keeping it real?
Sorry,
they're talking about them small big blocks and all that. Fuck a big block.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey Kevin, a lot of guys on this mic whooping like a motherfucker. They ain't gonna do
that. Man,
nothing.
I promise you. I'm like, hey, listen. I'm on dust. I'm gonna take the dust off this Camaro, goddamn. I catch a bitch with the big block. I'm gonna knock five they motherfucking ass. No bullshit.
Woo!
One of them motherfuckers with a big block. Come on, a motherfucker got a big block with stock suspension. I can't tell. I wish a motherfucker would.
Oh,
hey,
my Ken.
Yeah. Who calling me?
Listen, you still got booking rights to Lil Junior, won't you? What's wrong with that Hulk?
Oh, Hulk don't want no trouble. Get his ass knocked out.
Hey, Big Smith,
like
happy New Year, boy.
He covering that shit. I told him he didn't talk to you. He wasn't like Lil Junior.
Sure we.
Hey, Smith, happy New Year, boy. That's
the crime guard that runs that off the back door. That's what you need to do, boy. Say that again. Hey, Smith, you got booking rights, man. So just get off the phone, man.
Man,
damn, Smokey Smith, it's all bad.
I'm going to show you how much booking rights I got. I'm going to go down on your ass.
You boys, hey, Skin. Hey, Skin, them boys strong, boy. Hey, Skin, they strong, man. They strong, so they strong, man. Shit, but they stronger than that. That ain't nothing.
Ooh-wee.
That battery has like a couple pops. That mother drinking that shit up.
I like what you're saying, Kevin.
Yay.
Yeah,
talk
hey,
it up, Edie.
What's up, Hoodie?
Man, look, man, we from the east side, and we don't give a fuck.
Gene Ford, hey, listen. Gene Ford must got some action. These boys talking crazy as a motherfucker.
Man, them stragglers ain't number maggots, man. Them stragglers maggots.
Hey, Big Shannon, you ain't gave me an opportunity to meet somebody. Who is Cadillac Joe? They say he a bad motherfucker. I want to see how bad he is.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
Man, look at here, cuz. Me and you, we can do something, baby. Me and you,
man,
we can play a little bit, Kev.
You said, hey, listen.
We can play, baby.
You had a big block. Hey, listen. Boss man, you said you had a big block running on the motor. If I catch with a big block on the motor, I'm going to knock fire to your ass, man.
No, I don't run on the motor, baby.
Man, I'm gonna take a spot. Listen, man, I ain't never heard of you before, boss. I ain't trying to talk bad about you, but I'm gonna take a spot and let you spray at me on the motor.
Man,
he ain't
talking.
Hey,
Kevin,
I got a Malibu with some tennis ties on it.
Man, I got a dog with tennis ties on it.
Stop talking about this and that.
Don't worry about him.
Hell no, man. Who the fuck is
that?
Ain't
nobody ever heard of him. I went on YouTube and typed in Cadillac Joe, and nothing popped up.
Hey, Kevin, could you? Hey, Kevin.
I went on YouTube and typed his name and then nothing pop up.
Hey, Kevin, I asked you for 100 favors in my whole life. You never gave me none. I'm asking you for 101.
You got it, Shaw. It's 2014. It's a new me. You got it, Shaw. Whatever it is, you got it. Hey, look. Long as nothing do with my mama, goddammit, you got it, Shaw. You got it, nigga.
Look at this, man. Hey,
don't use the N-word.
I'm sorry. My fault, son.
Hey, Kim, you ain't got to bet number $100. I'm going to bet you red. Don't even worry about him.
Okay, well, that's all I need to know, Shaw. It's on the crack.
Somebody just texted said
hey,
it would be quiet.
The road noise, man.
Hey,
B&B fucking just started. What's up, homeboy?
I'm chilling. What's going on? Somebody said my name.
Walk over here,
you know,
talking
Mike
greasy.
Marlo.
I told him to get his ass to Hattiesburg.
My name.
Get his ass out.
Who?
Hello?
They were
saying something about you and the Credible Hulk or something. I said,
shit.
Old Junior
with
big ass, I think.
Oh, man, come on, man. Are y'all serious?
He said he want to run y'all
out of this door.
Oh,
well, no, we're not
going to
do that.
Oh, okay.
We're not
going to
do
that. Look at here. Look. I can talk to myself. I said I'll try Junior up here out the back door.
I said that. That's what I said.
You said you would run my car out the back door.
Correct.
No, are you serious, man? Or are you playing?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I mean, are you serious or are you playing? Are you play? Are we play playing or? Are you dead? Are you serious?
Is this for play
or what? Come on, see, I'm serious.
Who do you got a new tucker truck, Biz?
Huh?
Who do you got a new tucker truck?
Hey, man.
Ask a question.
Know,
we coming out the back door?
Yes.
Ask a question. We coming out the back door.
Hold on. The Incredible Hulk. Yo-Kai.
Yeah.
Head up.
Pro Tree.
Man, yes, I will. Yeah, I
thank
you,
Biz. Man, knock that man. Put his head on the platter.
Yes, I would.
Because it's going down.
I wouldn't even have to put a hard tune in it. Yes, I will run you out the back door. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. How much?
When can we do this? Can we do this June the 7th?
June the 7th?
Yeah.
If I fly out of car, yeah. I mean, why we got to wait so long?
I told him Fat Tuesday coming around the corner.
But why we got to wait
so
long?
I won't be down there.
Fat Tuesday is 2 months from now. Why we got to wait so long?
I won't be at Fat Tuesday.
I was outside today with a T-shirt on.
Hey, Bill, stop that now. There you go.
I'm just saying, man.
Hey, nobody ain't backing up. I won't be at Fat Tuesday.
You said what?
You going to the house this Sunday?
Do I have who? I'm trying
to
say.
You going to the house this Sunday?
I doubt it. But if the Incredible Hulk could be there, I'll make sure to call them. And they run the. They
no, I won't be there.
Out. Okay. When the earliest you want to do this?
You're just talking, busy, scared.
You gotta get there and go out.
Busy ain't gonna do nothing, man. He ain't gonna do nothing.
He's gonna look out in the front of me, man. Look at me. You don't have me nobody to talk about. Talk for me, okay? Man, you're talking directly to me. Fuck with
yeah,
you
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about the background.
What's the earliest you want to do this?
It's going to be no earlier until the summertime. Around June, July, whatever, you be up here on the same premises, we can lock in that race.
Okay, well, we coming to Michigan in May. Is May too early?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Let me know, too.
Hmm?
We're going to do you like a sandwich.
Man, I'm going to beat the brakes off that boy, man.
Hey,
man, just because I lost a few races down here, man, I'm just, that car the same as it was. I ain't got to talk. All I ask is, and I'm not trying to be funny, but if I'm going to run my car at the back door, get the pot up there. That's all I ask. I know ain't nobody got no money problem. Ain't nobody, you know, trying to big bet nobody, nothing like that. But that's all I ask. Get the pot up there. If I got to run man out the back door, get it up.
What's the minimum, Ben?
Probably about 5,000.
Oh. Hey, Ben, you gonna kill the whole East side?
Am I?
Wait a minute, hey Ben. So you saying you won't race for 3,000?
I will race for 3,000.
You'll race for 3,000?
Yes, I'll race for 3,000. Yeah. What the hell can you give 3,000 in 4 seconds? You know.
Not the eighth.
4 seconds. Oh, you right. Well, 7 seconds. Hey, man, it's going to be like, huh?
He got money candy from a baby. Just tell it like it is.
Man. Hey, man. Man, where can we? Hey,
don't
man.
Get that
hey,
vibe,
Shorty.
Man.
Hey, Shorty. Hey, Shorty. You want to drive, Shorty? Hey, Shorty. You want to drive, Shorty?
Hell no.
Yes.
Put Shorty in there. Only one.
Shorty, you want to drive?
Against the Hulk. Hulk,
you know what? You know what? Yeah, I don't want to drive. Okay.
You
want to
drive, Shorty?
I can't drive. I'm gonna show him something. Yeah.
Shorty, you want to drive, Shorty?
Yeah. Yeah, bring it on up here. Let me catch one.
This big car. Hey, this big car, all mine's going. The shorty driving, the dog driving, I don't want none of them.
Hey, big car, happy New Year, boy.
Happy New Year.
Get smart, boy. Get smart.
No, it's Big Pun, not Big Pun. Don't get it confused. Big Pun, P-U-N.
Okay. I like that.
If Shawty driving, oh my God. If Dog drive, I don't want none of that.
Man, I wouldn't care.
Well, man,
I wouldn't care if the cripple. I don't care if the cripple man from 119th drive. That man dead.
Hey man, listen.
We gonna be in Louisiana. Say what? What's that? We're gonna be in Louisiana March 15th. We're gonna be in Macon in April. That's an 8 mile track. We're gonna be in Milan, Michigan in May. So I mean you tell me man where you wanna go, man. What time you gonna be there?
I'll let you know where it's going to happen this year. So I don't care what everybody say in the background. I don't mean nothing. I'm never going to back down for nobody. I never back down for no drag race. I'm never going to back down for you. You're going to win, I'm going to lose, but I'm going to try
you. Yes, you did, Hawk. Stop that line. Who?
Okay.
Who
ran from Lil Ron? I'm glad
you did. I'm glad you did. I'm in the race, brother. I got in the water box with Lil Ron. What you talking about? I was scared to run Lil Ron. What you talking about? Me and Lil Ron was running head up, man. And I
popped.
So what you talking about?
Shitty, sweaty. We blew the pot that night, stupid.
What's crying? Dummy? You want to hook the line? Figure out the phone, man. Go watch the kids.
Yeah.
You got the same race back. Hello?
Hey, somebody said Smitty didn't have booking rights. He got beers right in y'all business.
So it is.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we sure
we got 2 minutes left, y'all. I got 2 minutes left. is that it?
Minutes.
Everybody, locked in?
Okay.
Ain't nobody locked in, though.
They locked in for June the 7th. Cadillac Joe
Richard
and Terrell,
locked
they locked in.
I missed it, man. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, they locked in for June the 7th. Head up, Pro Tree, out the back door.
Who locked in?
Cadillac Joe with his Camaro and Terrell with the Hawk.
Yo. Now, I like that. That's going to be interesting. I like that. I think I'm going to bet with the Credible Hawk. Suck it, shit.
What the
fuck? You can't tell me now. Cadillac Joe, you going to get your ass beat, Cadillac Joe.
Hey, I want to say I appreciate y'all
that.
Calling. We will be right back next Thursday. I'll be letting y'all know what the topic will be on clocksoff.com. Everybody go to clocksoff.com and post and look and see what's going on. This is Big Sham, and I appreciate y'all calling. See y'all next Thursday.
Weak ass Cadillac Joe, go suck a baby dick. Hey, you's a slouch. First race of struggle, you ain't nothing but a maggot.
I'll lay you down. I'm going to give you a trophy to
him. Cadillac, what is this show here, partner? I'm going to show you. Cadillac Joe, nigga, I got